One.
Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show this morning. Well, this is Coach Lalisa here, and I am here to help coach you to the next level in your life. And one of the areas of your life is your career. I want to talk today about helping people in their career. The wonderful thing about the topic this morning, which involves something that most people can use either in their career or in their company. So whether you work for somebody else or you work for yourself, the information that I'm going to share today is going to be vital for you as you move along your journey towards success, your journey towards success, as you move along your journey towards success. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to those of you who are calling in on the switchboard. Good morning, and welcome to those of you who are in the chat room, or if you are listening via the archives. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let me just give you an outline of some of the things that I am going to be mentioning today. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to grow your career from the, basically, from the inside out. So how to grow your career at work, at home, in your business, in the community. I'm going to be giving you some very high-level marketing strategies that all of the big companies and small companies use to market their business. Well, you're hearing it right here first on the Coach Lalisa Show, tips on how to market yourself, whether you're in or out of a company. Now, most people think of marketing, they think of some product or some service, something immaterial, something that is, you know, intangible or a tangible product or service. Well, we're talking about marketing you. Now, it's certainly not a new concept. People have been trying to sell themselves for years. But today, more than ever before, we need to go beyond selling ourselves. We need to start marketing ourselves. With marketing comes positioning. We got to be able to position ourselves. I know when we look at marketing in the sense that marketing products and service, we don't talk about marketing until we explain to the student the four P's of marketing. The four P's of marketing. And those are product, price, place, and promotion. So that's product, price, place, and promotion. We don't even talk about marketing until we talk about those four things. Well, when we switch to personal marketing, self-marketing, how do you do this? Within the companies where you work, within the company where you work, again, if you're a small business, you could also use this in marketing your products and services to other businesses in your area. But this message today is definitely for those who are within a company and you want to be able to grow within that company, or it may be for those of you who are looking for work, who are looking to work. Positioning yourself is the place, that's the P. Where do you position yourself so that your promotion can be the most effective? And then the price goes along with that. And, of course, the product and or service that you have that you are actually marketing. And then in marketing, we talk about other things as well in terms of getting the product out to the customer. You are the product. You are the product. So this morning, again, welcome to the show. This morning, we're talking this morning about promotion for you to get promotions for your success within a company, or maybe you want to start working for a company. And we want to talk about also your CPS. And I know if you heard of your GPS, but now we're going to talk about your CPS also on the show today. I'm going to talk about your CPS and to see where your CPS is going to lead you. It's just like a GPS. The GPS, you have to program into the GPS where you want to go. The GPS will do you no good if you just sit there and stare at it and wait for it to tell you where to go. So you have to plug in to a GPS and tell the GPS where you want to go. And GPS stands for Global Positioning System. Global Positioning System. Well, in career advancement, we have something called the CPS. Not the GPS, but the CPS. And it is the Career Promotions System. The Career Promotion System, how to get promoted on your job, how to get promoted. So they have the GPS, we have the CPS, the Career Promotion System, how to get promoted, how to get the job of your dreams. Some of you know that this is a very, very important topic for me, finding and getting the job of your dream. So we said that, like just like in the car, when you're traveling or you're going somewhere, you have the GPS. That's the global positioning system that gets you from one place to another. Well, in life, your career can get you from one place to another. It could get you from a job that you don't like at all. It can get you from a job where you're being underutilized. It could be a job where you're unsatisfied in the job. You may be in a job where you don't buy into the vision and the mission of the company. Well, your CPS, which is your career promotional system, is going to get you to the place where you want to be, just like the GPS will get you to the place where you want to be. But remember, just like with the GPS, you have to plug in where you want to go, just like with your career. It's time out for people with the answer when you ask somebody, well, what do you want to do with your life or your career? I don't know. Okay, that's fine for third graders and second graders and possibly even ninth graders. But that's not for full-fledged adults. We need to know where we want to go with our career. And so some people have been confused and they weren't sure. Well, pick something. And I can guarantee almost that while you're working on that, something else will develop. But if you just sit and wait, you will get nothing. You get nothing. And not only that, you will be losing, because you'll be losing time, which you're losing skill, you're losing ability, you're losing opportunities to work on something. So start somewhere. List the things that you want. If you can't pick out of any of those, then rank them. Which one would you rather do most? Which one can you do the fastest? You know, like Adele says, do it fast, do it now, do it right, do it better. You know, which one can you do now, or which one can you do right? Which one do you know how to do? You got to start somewhere. That's just part of it. I mean, that's just like step one, 101. You got to do something. So, again, welcome to the show. We're talking today about this new marketing out here, which is self-marketing. It is really going to rock the nation. It's going to hit very, very big, and I'm so glad that, and I know others are already working on this, and there are many companies already implementing this, but I tell you what, they weren't implementing it in some companies that I've been around, and here, this is why I wanted to bring it here on Coach Alicia's show to help people, because we don't want to be left behind. Sometimes, like, we're always the last to know. But now we want to stay ahead of the game, which is another reason that you want to be working with a coach. Because a coach, our job is to go out and research all the latest information to bring to you so that you can advance. You can advance in the areas that you want to advance in. Now, we know there's major areas of finance and health and ministry. There's major areas as it relates to just life balance, but career is one of the areas that I have decided to target. Career, and that means entrepreneurs as well as individuals who work in another company. So those who work for themselves and those who work for others. But this new concept of self-marketing is something that we all need to do, whether we work for ourselves or work for someone else, because the strategy behind it is, number one, it's advancing you in your career goals, on your career journey. And as we said, the best way to go about your journey is to use the career promotional system, how to get promoted within your company. And so that's what I want to be talking about today. Now, there are people who unfortunately are in jobs that they don't like. They're frustrated. They don't even want to be at the company, let alone doing that for the current position. Then there are people who love the company, adore the company's goals and missions, are on board with the company's visions and objectives, yet they don't like their current job. The manager is not so much of a problem, because most of us could take any type of manager when we love what we do. You ever seen people who can just work under any kind of leadership? But that's because they love what they do. So that's why, for me, helping people get to the heart of loving what you do is part of what I have taken on as my mission. So, for instance, if somebody was to come and work with me or to partner with me, then that is one of the things they would have to also buy into, is that helping people do what they love. I'm not so comfortable with helping people just do stuff just to make it. I've done that far too long for too many years, and I've just seen the devastation there with people, especially at, when they retire. It's so scary to watch people retire from doing something they've done for 30, 40, 50 years that they never enjoyed. That's just horrible to me. So I'm on a mission to get people as early as possible to begin to think about doing things that they love. And marketing within your company is for a lot of people. Now, it seems that Generation Y, they kind of understand this a little bit better. So they kind of, Generation X and Y, they kind of understand this definitely much better than the boomers did. This was lost on us for the most part because we were told, don't promote yourself. You know, you may sound too aggressive. You may sound conceited. You may come off as you think it's all about you. So we were kind of shunned from the whole concept of this self-marketing. For some people, it's going to take either a paradigm shift for them to really get a message like this. It's going to really take some really, really deep soul searching and new beliefs. They're really going to have to get some whole new beliefs that they're going to get on board and not be left behind. And one of the things that I've seen in companies and with people, another thing that pushes me to talk about this topic, are the people on these jobs who are miserable and actually even upset when, for instance, I met so many people, I've actually talked to them, I know their names, people who are on the job, they were doing the job so well, they were working so hard, and they just expected and knew that as soon as the manager quit or there was an opening for a higher position, they just knew they were going to get it. They just knew that that their boss or their leaders had noticed how hard they were working, how much they come in on time, how wonderful they do their spreadsheets, how great their memos are put together and other projects that they're working on, only to find out that someone else got the job. I'm telling you, it's devastating, especially for persons who, you know, may have been with the company for a while, and they really, really wanted the position. They felt they could do it. But here's the problem. Only to hear the manager or the leader tell them, well, I never knew you wanted the job. You see, what's with that? They never knew the person even wanted the job. So we really need to understand how we need to grab a hold of this concept of marketing ourselves within the company that we already work, and what to do if the company where we work does not accept our marketing proposal. It's just like Frito-Lay. When they got ready to market their new corn chip or pretzel or whatever they put out next, they go out and they test the market to see what part of the market will bear their new product. And that's what they go after. And if that part of the market rejects them, they don't stop there. They go to another market. Sometimes they take the product back and they, quote, unquote, reinvent the product. Or they'll add to the product to make it more attractive to who? To the market. And that's the same way all the strategies that traditional marketing has used, we're going to use them now. In other words, we've now been released to use these. As a matter of fact, companies are now expecting people. And they've always, in a way, done that, but it was just like that silent thing. It was never spoken. No one ever told you this unless you had a VP was your mentor, or you had some big high-level exec that was your mentor within the company, or you had a coach. Most people didn't know this information, but today companies are letting it be known that we're really not going to promote you unless you market yourself to us, because guess what? If you don't do it, the competition will. So there you have it. If you don't do it, the competition will. And then you can always end up, or a person can always end up. Now, when I say you, I'm not talking to you specifically. I'm talking about you generally. Anyone who knows that this message is for them. Well, what happens is a person doesn't market themselves properly. They can always be on the sideline saying, I could have did that. I should have did that. I could have had that job. I should have had that job. They picked over me. They're not fair. I didn't get it because of my race. I didn't get it because of my age. I didn't get it because I don't know so-and-so and so. You know, you've heard people say that before. I know I have. And they say, well, it's not what you know, it's who you know. I've heard that for years. I used to hear that. For years and years and years, almost all of my teenage life and adult, ever since I started working at age 16. Ever since then, I've heard it from the military, from all, every job I've ever had. I've heard people say that. It wasn't until I had a radio interview back in somewhere around 2003. Somewhere around 2003, I had a radio interview. I conducted an interview with a career specialist. This was a person who conducted interviews and career strategies with people that were being downsized. That was his job, was within a company. Companies would downsize people making top figures, and he would have to come in and help them. And I learned from him that, no, Lalisa, it's really not just about who you know. You got to take it one step further. It's about who knows you. It's about who knows you. And then I took that, of course, and ran with it. And then I saw that, and it's not just about who knows you, but it's, and what do they know about you? Do they know that you can handle whatever that position that you desire? Do they know, the person that needs to know, who's going to make the decision, do they know that you can handle that job? And the only way they're going to know that is through what we call AC. It's what we call AC. And I'm not talking about your air conditioner. I'm not, though it might cool you off, I'm not talking about Atlantic City, okay? I'm not talking about the boardwalk or a casino. Though you might end up rich as if you were down there and you won some money, so I'm not talking about that. But AC, I'm talking about assertive communication. Assertive communication. That's the only, that's a big part of this marketing yourself within a company or to a company. And again, even if you're an entrepreneur, you still have to be able to market yourself. You know, you even hear them saying, as they teach, now they're teaching a lot of marketing strategies, because you have all the network marketing that's just blown up in this last recession, in this last year and a half, 2 years. I mean, network marketing has gone to a whole new dimension. And so they're doing a lot of training. There's a lot of people starting their own businesses. So they're doing a lot more marketing training sessions that you can get. And one thing they will tell people in the marketing business, or they will tell people who have products and services that they're promoting, and remember, you're the service. You are the service and or the product, however you want to look at it. And what they're telling people is that when it comes to marketing, you have people buy you prior to them buying your product or service. And I think I talked about this for a minute before when I was sharing some tips on sales and marketing that I learned from my husband, who's been in the field for the past 25 to 30 years. I've been with him 23 years, and he was there about 7 years before we met. He got into that industry. And I learned some tips from him, and some of those tips were that people, they buy you before they ever buy your product. I used to wonder how this man, my husband, could sell millions and millions of dollars worth of steel. I'm like, who in the world wants to buy steel? Of course, there are companies that buy it. We know that. But again, you know, it's like he's not a shoe salesman. He's not out, you know, selling insurance. And he's selling steel. How do you do that? But it's the same process. He networks with clients, customers. He gets them to like him, and then he can sell them. As long as you have the right customer and you get the customer to like you, you can sell them whatever you want, whatever products or service you have. And so it's the same concept. But now we're just taking it very personal, and we're using it on ourselves. And we become the product, we become the service, that we're marketing, and we're marketing it, whether it's within the company. And this is a new concept for some people, because they didn't want to accept it. Again, people want to be on the job, and they want you to come notice them. They want you to notice their hard work. They want you to notice how hard they're working. They want you to be very considerate of them when the next opening comes. But usually, for most of the people that I talk with, it has not been, the results have not been good for them. And they've come back upset and frustrated when they found out that someone else got the position that they felt should have been theirs. Why? Because they had been working hard, they had been in the job already, and they just assumed that it would go to them. But it doesn't work like that because, again, it's not about who you know. That's part of it. That's just like one tiny piece. It's a bigger part about who knows you. That's a bigger chunk. But the largest chunk is, what do they know about you? Do they know you can handle the product? Do they know you're a budget analyst? Do they know you're an expert advertiser? Do they know how to build relationships from nothing, from scratch? Do they know how to go out in the community and help businesses come to find out more about your company? What do they know about you? And how can they know about you? How can they know without communication? And the type of communication, because it's not just your standard everyday conversation communication, is something known as assertive communication. And it's something that I talk about in my new training that I do with people inside companies. And I was recently in a conversation with a good friend, a friend of the family. Actually, she's more than just a friend of the family. She's actually my sister-in-law, and you probably heard me mention her on Friday, because on Friday we were also talking about how to remove holiday stress permanently. Now, she works for a very big company, a very big corporation. So, again, it's not just about who I know, because, yes, I know her, and, yes, she is in a big company, but you see, that didn't get me the big speaking engagement. But it's not only that, but it's, what does she know about me that she can talk to people about? But she isn't going to know anything about me that I don't tell her, because it's not her job to go and look me up. It's not her job to figure out what I'm good at. It's my job to get with her on some level, some appointment, and let her know what I'm good at. So here's some tips that I want to give you and share with you. By the way, if you just tuned in, welcome to the show this morning, talking about how to market yourself at work. So we've talked about the CPS system, similar to the GPS system. The GPS system, the global positioning system, gets you where you need to go. The CPS is the career promotional system that gets you where you want to go. But you got to plug in where you go, so you got to first know where you want to go, which means you got to listen to all the other shows that we've done over the past year to get down to the bottom line of what do you really want to do. Because you also know that I am a big proponent of doing what you love. It's just something, I fell in love with that again the first time I heard it, and I've been on that ever since. It's about doing what you love, but also doing what you're really good at. Go where your strengths are. Now, here's a problem with some people who are in jobs that they hate. Here's the problem with that. You're not helping anyone. You're certainly not doing the company any favors, because your productivity is not where it should be. Because right there, the fact that you hate it is almost like, separate but equal. The very fact that you're separate means it's not equal. Well, the very fact that you hate your job means you're not a top performer, because one of the qualities of being a top performer is that you got to love what you're doing. So you're not a top performer. Just know that. And not only that, most likely, like my old friends Earth, Wind, and Fire used to say, ain't it funny how the way you feel shows on your face? People don't realize that you hate what you do. Believe me, you're probably not looking as happy as you could. And there are some people, I admit, that are very good at feeling miserable inside and looking great on the outside. We know your clothes can look great, but I mean, it's just something about your spirit, your countenance. It's just not going to fit, y'all. You got to really love it. And why not? This is the age of loving what you do. I mean, if there's ever been a time in our economy where you can love what you do and still make enough money to pay your bills, this is the time to do it. What better time to do it when your credit cards are already maxed out? You know, the bank account is already on zero. You know, you're already looking at possibly a pink slip. Why not protect, hear me good on this one, why not protect your integrity and leave? Why not? You know, that's a lack of integrity when we are on jobs, knowing that we hate it, knowing that we hate what we do. And it's not just about hating what you do, but actually feeling and knowing in your heart of hearts that you should be somewhere else. That's almost as bad as a person being in a relationship, knowing they can't stand you, knowing they don't even like really being around you, but out of some sense of, some weird sense of obligation, they stay. When they can let you off the hook, let themselves off the hook, and go, that way you can be happy alone or with someone else, and so could they. Why stay and make each other miserable? It's time we got there, and, you know, I thank God for this recession, because for some people, it is setting us free from the bondage of being in these jobs that we hate anyway, or being in jobs where we're not being promoted, others are being promoted over us. Sometimes that's a sign that you're in the wrong job or that you're doing it the wrong way. So we're going to talk today about, or continue talking rather, about how to do it the right way, how to market yourself. And one of the main things that you have to do is that you have to have this AC, assertive communication. You have to have that. You have to be able to communicate to your manager that you feel you're ready for a promotion, or you're ready to take on new responsibility or new projects that would show your company who you really are. If the company denies you, if you make that proposal and they do deny you, then it's time to look elsewhere to get that experience, to get the opportunity to use your skills, your talents, your abilities. It's just really, we're past the time of just thinking that we don't have to do this. And I, quite frankly, it breaks my heart every time I run into people who have been on these jobs 20, 30 years, they're not happy. And even if you haven't been on the same job, even if you've gone from job to job to job, it's the same thing. You can never find the thing that really makes you happy doing. And that's what we want for you. And the only way you're going to do that is you're going to have to learn how to market your skills, your talents, and your abilities. And what I'm suggesting is that we're going to use the same marketing processes and strategies that major companies use to market their products and services. And you've heard people say, oh, you're going to market you. Yes, you're going to market yourself. It's not arrogance. It's not being conceited. Some people are doing that, but we're not going to teach you how to do that. We're going to teach you how to do it the very, very super professional way. Because we don't want you to get a bad name while you're trying to market yourself. So we're going to teach you the tips and tools on how to do it so that you don't come off as being arrogant or conceited, but that you do come off as a professional who understands that you have something to bring to the table, that you bring something to the table that is of value, and you just need to see what market it fits in, just like a product or service. You see, when Starbucks got ready to produce the type of coffee that they created, they had to see where in the marketplace will my products best fit, that people won't reject it, that they won't laugh at it. So you have to do some marketing research. You got to do your research first So that's the first step. So you're going to research around the company and see what positions are available even if it's not open. Don't worry about, well, that position is not posted. Don't worry about that. You just worry about, is the position available there in the company? Well, let's back up a minute. First, it starts with make the decision that the company that you're in is where you want to be. That means, do you buy into their mission, their goals, and their objectives? What is the mission of the company? What goals do they look to achieve? And what are their objections that they feel fulfill their goals with on a regular basis? If you buy into that, great, that's a great first start. Now you want to research the various opportunities within the company. And if there are opportunities to create a new position, how flexible is the organization? That's what you need to see. And in order to do that, you're going to have to get to the table of people who make decisions. And so, first of all, you're going to have the mindset that I'm in this company to learn and to grow. I'm not just here to do a job. So many people just take a job to do a job. And they forgot, or they never knew. They totally forgot that you're there to learn and grow. You're not just there to take a job. Well, some people are. We understand that because some people, they don't want to grow and they don't want to learn. But I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you all that I know you want to grow and learn. So you got to go on any job knowing I want to grow and I want to learn. Because if you didn't, if you weren't this type, you would never get up at whatever time you're getting up and whatever else you do before you even tune into the Culture Lisa Show. Because, you know, some of you, this may be the first thing you do in the morning, but for many of you, this is like the third or fourth thing. You've already meditated on the word. You've already exercised. You've already prayed. You've already fixed breakfast, lunch, and possibly dinner even. I know people who get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and cook dinner for their family because they can't do it after work. So I'm not, you know, naive to think that this is the first thing for everybody, but for some it may be. But regardless, I know you didn't get up just early, you know, only to, you know, not be able to have a plan for your career and your growth and your success. So I know you're people who are about learning and growing. And again, you're going to use this whether you work for yourself or you work for someone else. But like I said today, I was dedicating this message for people who are within a company, who is feeling frustrated because you didn't get the promotion. And here's why. Sometimes you didn't let them know that you wanted the promotion. You never told anyone. And part of the reason is because you didn't know to tell anyone or you didn't know how to tell them. Again, you can't just storm in someone's office and say, I want that job. No, it takes more finesse. You have to be more creative. And you have to work within that person's schedule. You have to work around that person's job and what they also are working on. If it's your supervisor, that's the best place to start. And, you know, so many people are afraid to let this, and I know this personally because I was. I thought the boss is, you don't ask for anything. You just let them tell you everything. That's what I used to think. I didn't realize that a real boss, a real manager, a real supervisor, not a real one, but a great one, because they're all real, but a great manager, supervisor, boss, knows that their number one project is to develop their people. But most managers don't know that. Most leaders don't know that. And those that do know it don't practice it, because for most of the time, the only reason is because nobody practices it with them. And, you know, same thing with, like, professors in college. They say, well, you know, nobody helped me, so I'm not helping you. You know, some people have that mentality. But that's not how it should be. A manager, a leader, their number one project is developing their people. And so just imagine if in any company, just imagine if all managers did that all the time. We probably wouldn't be in the economy that we're in right now. We probably wouldn't be in the type of recession that we're in right now if all managers did that all the time. Why? Because as you're developing people, you're growing. And as you're growing, you have more capacity to do more, meaning you you'd have more products, you'd have more services, you'd be able to hire more. As you're hiring more, you're developing more, they're growing more, you're having more, and as you have more, you expand. And constant expansion will eventually, you know, be able to take everyone in. So again, these are new concepts that most managers don't know. That's one of the reasons I'm out there with the training company, Performance Strategies Unlimited. That's one reason that I teach at the junior college and the, you know, in the management courses, business courses. That's why I'm on here, because somebody's got to talk about it if nobody ever talks about it. Because, you know, if I say, well, I'm not going to talk about it because nobody else talks about it, then nobody will talk about it, and it won't get any better. So somebody has to talk about it, and I'm willing to talk about it. Well, one, because God has anointed me to talk about it, because I've experienced it myself. You know, after a while, it became funny. It was like, you mean to tell me you have not because you ask not? You know, it's like, what? I could have had the position all the time, but just because I didn't ask for it, I didn't let somebody know that I wanted it. And here's the other key. So you do your research. First of all, you decide if you want to be at the company. Then you research and see what positions are there. Now you research yourself to see what skills you need to do the job you want. So that's like the GPS. So that's like with your CPS. You plug in the job where you want to go. And you know how with your GPS, you can click on somewhere after you plug in the address and it calculates where it's going. You know how you can click another button that shows you the step-by-step route that you're taking to get there? So that's what happens. After you plug in your CPS where it is you want to go in terms of your job in that company, now you check the route list. What is it going to take to get there step-by-step? Do you have the skills to do that job? Do you meet the educational requirements to do that job? Do you have the personality? Ah, now we're touching on something. Now we're touching on something that is like a big dinosaur, because so many people, wow, if they ever could get it, that's amazing. I'm blowing my own mind right now, y'all. If people could ever get that you have the skills, yes. But do you have a personality for the job? Because jobs, let's face it, jobs come with a personality. There's certain personality types that fit certain jobs. Now, it's not to say you can't develop the particular personality style that you need to do the job, but just know that that's a part of that route list, like on the GPS. That's a part of that route list on your CPS, your career promotional system. What is going to get you that promotion? Now, people will say, but I don't really want a promotion. I just want to stay where I am. No, you don't. That's why you're getting up at 7 a.m. to come on the show. You're not a stay-where-you-are person. You don't have it in you to stay where you are. See, it takes drive to get here every morning. So the same drive that it took to get you here, that drive, you don't just shut that on and off. It's there. We are driven people. You know, like if you put us in New York and stood us right near Times Square at, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, it wouldn't even bother us, because all those people there are driven. They're going somewhere. And you're going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. We're all going somewhere. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning. Hypno Solutions in the chat room. Good morning, Kiva, in the chat room. Good morning to those of you who are also listening via the switchboard, and those of you who are listening via the archives. Good morning, good morning, and welcome. We're talking today about your CPS, your self-marketing, job promotion, career promotion. You can use these strategies in the business world, in the personal world. We said that you're going to need AC. You got to need some good AC. But we're not talking about air conditioning or Atlantic City, but we're talking about assertive communication. You've got to take a course in assertive communication, or you can come to one of our seminars, teleseminars, our training sessions, to teach you how to be assertive. you have to be able to tell people in an assertive way, but yet a very friendly way, so that you are building relationships, not tearing them down. You have to learn how to do that. So I was talking about this personality. Do you have the personality for the job? Some people just don't have certain personalities for certain jobs, meaning that you can either go develop it if you so desire, or you can look at other jobs. And I would dare say that if you really, really, really don't have the personality and you just can't switch up, like, for instance, I'm going to just use myself. That way nobody will feel that I'm talking about them, because I don't know that much about any of you anyway. But here's the, except for Hope. Sometimes when Hope tunes in, that's my baby sister, I kind of know a lot about her, since I'm about 8 years older than her, but I don't know everything. But here's the thing. I'm keeping it on me for now. Now, here I am. If I am, you know, you have this job or you have this thing that you want to do and you have a skill set, like for me. Now, there's a company out there that I certify to assess people's personalities. It's called True Colors. So if any of you, you work at a company or at your church or even at your house and your girlfriends, you want me to come and do the assessment, I can do that, and I will do it for you and with you. But it's a wonderful, wonderful, it's an awesome tool. It's just beautiful. I love it. And so, because it's fun and it's colors, you know, you hear people say, your true color shining through. So you see, what's my true color? So I'm a true orange, and I love being an orange. Don't feel sorry for me because I'm an orange, but I am. If some of you who know about the colors, you know what I'm talking about, but the orange person is, like, outside of the lines for sure. You know, they're all over the place. You know, all kinds of things about the orange. Sporadic, but very spontaneous, you know, those kind of things. Not going to stick around a whole lot on something that's boring. We just can't. We won't do it. We can't do it. It's not our personality. So when I'm in a job where I'm working around a lot of golds, who like things very structured, they like a lot of rules, a lot of regulations, they like to follow them to the T, they don't like to go outside of the line. Please, if you're working with golds, do not go outside of the line on them. You're in trouble. Now, if you are a gold, oddly enough, golds and oranges, they complement each other very well. Like, for instance, I'm an orange, but my husband, and I haven't even given him the assessment yet, but because I've done the assessment already so many times, I know he's a gold. He's got to be. The only other thing he could be is green, because they're very analytical, and he definitely analyzes everything. But I would say, you know, you have all the colors, but just which one is your brightest? So I would definitely say he's gold, and his next brightest color is green, and then his next brightest is blue. But the last thing he is an orange. But, see, he married an orange because, why? He needed that in his life. Same thing with me. Just imagine me married to another orange. Oh, my God, we'd be homeless already. So you have to have, and so a lot of times, even in relationships and marriages, people, they never could understand why they're clashing, because if you don't understand that person's needs, because a goal has different needs than an orange, and so you need to know people's needs so you can help to meet them. Anyway, but so here it is. Personalities can really, really impact your job. You want to make sure you have the right personality for that job or the job that you're going after. You can adapt to the personality type, and you want to. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to sincerely adapt to the personality, I say go for it with all your heart. Go for it, but just make sure you can handle it. So marketing, this next level marketing, this new level of marketing is this marketing yourself so that you can take your career to the next level, so that you don't end up going to a job day after day feeling unsatisfied, feeling underutilized, feeling that you're being treated unfairly because you didn't get the position. Though you had worked hard and you were working on every project and you just thought they were going to notice you, but yet you weren't assertive and you never told them. Some of you know my story about my current position as training coordinator at Kentalk. That's how I got that job. It was through assertive communication. It wasn't about who I knew. And at that point, it wasn't even about really who knew me, though they did know a little bit about my background because they had heard about me. But it was nothing more than assertive communication. Even though they knew I had almost a PhD in training and performance improvement, that didn't cause them to call me up. Even though they knew I was at the college teaching part-time, that didn't cause them to call me. It wasn't until I used AC, assertive communication, that I was considered for the position and got it. Because I went to them and I told them what I could do. It wasn't they didn't tell me. I told them what I could do, how I could make that position look better. So you see, that's a part of assertive communication. You can't just tell people, I want a job. You got to tell them why you feel you're the best candidate. What are you telling them that you're going to bring to that company, to that position? Why should they, you work there, that's fine, but still, we want to know, what are you going to do in this position? How are you going to make it better? And so many people, unfortunately, they're using old-style promotional tactics, the way people got promoted back in the day, okay? You got to come new style, y'all. You got to get nouveau marketing. That's probably what I should call my workshop, nouveau marketing. You got to get up to date here in self-marketing. We know it's not a totally new concept. People have been doing this. But you were doing it old style. Then you got to do new style. New style is that you got to come and tell them how you're going to make that position better, how you're going to grow it bigger, how you're going to expand, how you're going to develop the people in that department. You know, I see so many people, they get jobs, they get promoted, and then they complain about the staff that they have to work with. And they'll say, oh, they gave me this staff. Oh, this staff is horrible. This staff is crazy. I could do the job if I didn't have this staff. Hello? Like, I want to say, yo, that's your first project as a manager in any job, in any company, is developing the staff. And people say, well, how? Why? How? Because you need them to do the work. But some people, what they've done, they are slick. What they do are creative, or you might even call it intelligent even. I don't call it intelligent, but you might or somebody might. What they do is they do all the work and give their staff just a little bit of stuff because of fear they can't give the staff because they're fearful that the staff will mess it up. And they probably will because they haven't been developed, which is probably 80% why they're a horrible staff. Because this is what I know about people from having worked in HR, from having a, you know, this is an area of my degree is human resources. For those of you who wonder why I'm always talking about things like this, well, that's what I got my master's in, so I guess I've somewhat mastered it, and I also love it. But here's what I know about people. People will not perform well when they're underdeveloped. Trust me, they won't, and they won't like it. Think of children. Kids don't even like that. Everybody would love to work to full capacity. So here you are, manager. So you've sidetracked the system because instead of you having to develop the people, which people think is easy but actually hard, so what they've done is they've chosen to do all the work. And so they make it look like I'm a hero because I've done all this work. But all you are at the end of the week is so stressed that you can't even enjoy your life. Because you have to spend all your weekends and your evenings at the medical doctor to deal with all these little ailments that come about because of stress. You know, I even heard Wendy Williams talk about some illness that she had contracted, Graves' disease and some kind of hyperactive thyroid thing, and she was telling Ed Gordon on BET last night that came from stress. Isn't that something? So that's just one of millions of things that come from stress. And you didn't know why you got it. Instead of trying to figure out if mama had it and if grandma had it, realize that some of it's coming about because of the stress that we're putting on ourselves in these jobs. So I'm trying to help people avoid that, avoid this. So now we need to develop people. So that's part of the, promotion, is that you have to be able to develop people. And, you know, the best way to prove that you can develop people is by developing yourself. So, okay, we have, we have a question, comment. Good morning and welcome to the show today. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning, Lalisa. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Hey, okay. I'm just calling for my home number.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. This show today is excellent. I had a pointer in reference to, you know, some of the steps, people getting promoted. One thing I had to learn and experience firsthand was the perception part. Like, the perception is the co-pilot to reality. How people perceive you and look at you is the way they deal with you or promote you. Sometimes we think we have our own perception of how we think we're doing in a job, and if we work hard, we're going to get promoted. But on the other hand, that's not how your boss is looking at you. That's not the way the boss is thinking about you when it's time for promotion. So you have to find out, what do people think about me when I'm not in the room? What adjective do they use when I'm not here? Because these are the same adjectives they're going to use when it's time for promotion. If you're a person that's out, can't make decisions all the time, always asking other people's opinion when it's time for a decision or report to be done, well, they're going to think later on, well, we can't put her in this role because she can never make a decision without someone else asking someone else. If you're a person that's kind of harsh in the way you speak to others, well, she may not be a great leader. So you have to always understand that the perception is the co-pilot to reality, and you need to know and find out how people perceive you in your company in order for you to move up as well.
That is wonderful, excellent, excellent, awesome pointer tips.
I have
that
more to it, but I had to learn
cute.
It the hard way.
Well, you know what? You're not the only one. You're absolutely right, and I believe that that is a key that's going to unlock the door for a lot of people who are seeking promotion. And we and like we were saying, I can't wait until we, you know, get together and offer some of this training, because you're right, this is the bomb. And we're really going to help so many people, especially those boomer types and those people headed toward that, you know, where they've been on the job, you know, 10, 15 years, and they really haven't gotten the promotion.
Right.
And those who are really thinking, why not? Now they really want to know. Before they thought, oh, well, or there are people, you know, like I was talking about this one company, they actually, it's part of their review, performance review, if they don't have a career plan. You know, not every company just doesn't care about you getting promoted.
Right.
They want you to come up with it.
That is true.
Yes,
some people have you do their own plan, but sometimes people don't think about the perception of how they perceive until it was time for their review. So they don't create their own perception. They don't create the way a boss or someone may look at them. But perception can consist of three things, which is like your behavior, your speech, and your dress. So if you're going for a position and you see that other administrative assistants dress more professionally, but when you come to work, you're more casual, you may be overlooked. And that may be something
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you know what? We have 1 minute left, but guess what? As usual, you're coming back tomorrow. I hope you're available tomorrow, because this is going to be part two. We have, like, less than 60 seconds left to be
done. I'm sorry, but that was what I wanted to get.
Why? Please, don't be, girl. I'm not sorry. I'm excited and happy, because now you're going to have to write those down. So y'all
right,
heard
yeah,
it. Say
I have a book
areas.
By Expect to Win by Carla Harris. So she has all these strategies in it, so.
Oh, we got to get together. So we're going to talk later. Definitely.
Okay.
Me and you, Tina. And everybody, come back tomorrow for part two of marketing yourself and getting that promotion. Don't forget, we're going to help you with your CPS, and we're also going to work on some assertive communication and also that the personal perspective, how you see yourself and how others see you, knowing
right.
how they see you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You've been amazing, Tina. You all have been great. It's been real. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for part two. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.